As a church, we've been working our way through a series entitled Who Am I? One of the questions that people are asking increasingly in our society is, what is life all about? What is the purpose of life? Who actually am I? What am I here for? And this journey, these questions are live questions. And so we've been looking at some of these thoughts over the last few weeks. And if you want to catch up on any of that, it's all on our website. You can go to our website and you can listen to some of the sermons that have been preached on that theme, as all our last 10, 15 years worth of sermons are all there. If you want to really get yourself, can't struggle to get to sleep, just listen as much as you want to. They're all there. But they're all on our website. If you can't find them, let us know. And I want to read just a few verses from 1 John chapter 3. And this is what it says. See what great love the Father has lavished on us, that we should be called children of God. And that is what we are. The reason the world does not know us is that it did not know him. Dear friends, now we are children of God, and what we will be has not yet been made known. But we know that when Christ appears, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. All who have this hope in him purify themselves just as he is pure. Just want to focus on a few of those words that are in that text. I'm not going to take more than a few moments to do that this morning because you can't concentrate and I can't concentrate. So let's be honest about the heat and our stomachs, because we know that food is coming. So see what great love the Father has lavished on us. You know, everything that we talk about as a church, everything that we are as a church is rooted in the truth that God loves us. Not just loves us in a kind of human understanding kind of way, not just loves us in a simple way, but loves us in a way which is extravagant, loves us in a way which is a way beyond human understanding and human reasoning. He lavishes his love upon us. And he did that ultimately when he sent his son Jesus to the cross to die for us. How do we know that he loves us? He sent his own son to die in our place. The Bible says in another passage, rarely will someone die for a good man, although possibly. But it's whilst we were still rebelling against God that Jesus died for us. That's how much he loves us. Do you know that you're loved that much? Do you know that you are loved by God so much that he was prepared for his own son to die for you? He has lavished his love upon us. And we're children of God, and that's what we are. For those of us who have put our trust in Jesus, for those of us who have accepted what Jesus has done for us, those of us who have said yes to Jesus, we are children of God, and that is what we are. No questions, no ifs, buts, or maybes. If you have put your trust in Jesus, you are a child of God. You are his son, his daughter, and he loves you. He loves all of us. But some of us have accepted that and received that, and we become his children. And that offer is there for all of us. What should we be? What we'll be has not yet been made known. We don't yet know what the future holds. You know, sometimes we can't base our lives upon the future because we just don't know what tomorrow is going to bring. We don't know what today is going to bring. We don't know how the rest of this week is going to pan out. So we can't base our confidence and our hope and our trust in that because we don't know it. What we do know is what has happened and what has been passed, and that is that Jesus has died for us. That is a fact of history. And the fact he did it because he loves us is a fact that is true. We know that, and we can experience that, and we can base our lives on that truth. But don't base your life on what is around the corner, because we don't know what that looks like. We don't know what it's going to be. We don't yet know how it's all going to pan out. And those who base their lives on that hope of the future often find that it doesn't materialize. You know, I'm going to save and save and save and build up my pension and I can retire and enjoy it. Often doesn't actually work out that way. I'm going to do this, I'm going to get married, have children, have a family. often doesn't work out the way that we think about it in our heads. Don't base your life on what may be. Base your life on what has been proved and what has happened and the truth that God loves you. What we do know is that when Christ comes, we will see him face to face. And this is the confidence that we have as Christians. This is our confidence that when Brian left this earth, he saw Jesus face to face. We see him as he is. But it also reminds us and brings a reality to the fact that one day Jesus is coming back and one day we are going to experience and see him. And so the question is, are we ready? Are we ready for that? Are we ready for that moment when we see Jesus face to face? What is he going to say to us? What are we going to say to him? We needn't be scared and ashamed and afraid because we have a confidence that Jesus loves us and is inviting us into this relationship with him. See what great love the Father has lavished on us. Loves us so much that he sent his own son to die for us and invites us into this relationship with him. And as he invites us into that relationship and as we accept what he has done for us, so we become his children. And whatever the future holds, that does not change. Again, that verse, that is what we are. Who am I? Well, if I've put my trust in Jesus, I am a child of God. And that is what I am. Nothing in this world can change that. Nothing that I do can change that. Nothing that happens to me can change that. And as those of us who have been on the Freedom in Christ course will know, it's about what we believe in our minds. Let's know that we are children of God because that frees us to know God in a real, deep, personal way. If you don't know and love Jesus, if you haven't had that experience of accepting what Jesus has done for you, as Lex said earlier, we do help people on this journey. We love doing that. We love exploring faith and asking questions and talking and reading the Bible together. If you want to know more, just have a word with myself or Catherine. There's loads of literature on the table as you come in or go out. Just help yourself, whatever's there. But that offer is on the table for all of us today. We can all become children of God as we accept what he has done for us.